Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. As we wait to see if Donald Trump is indicted in New York, District Attorney Alvin Bragg is assuring his team that they are safe after Trump calls for MAGA protests in Manhattan. Glenn has details.
So friends, as I'm sure you're well aware, New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg is poised to indict Donald Trump in what would represent the first prosecution of a criminal former president of the United States. Now, we have had other criminal former presidents of the United States. In fact, we've had former criminal presidents who have gone unprosecuted for their crimes. Richard Nixon comes to mind. Well, maybe we have finally learned our lesson. And predictably, Donald Trump has resorted once again to encouraging violence as his response to the prospect of being held accountable for his crimes. He's done it before. He has priors. January 6th. Recall how Donald Trump set the date and the agenda for the January 6th attack on the Capitol, tweeting, "Big protest in D.C. on January 6th. Be there. Will be wild." And on January 6th, violence ensued. And now he's at it again. Donald Trump has posted, "In Manhattan, he will be arrested on Tuesday. Protest, take our nation back." And of course, Donald Trump expects and intends violence to again ensue. Let's break this down using the simplest possible analogy. Let's say that January 6th wasn't an attack on the Capitol that Donald Trump launched, trying to unlawfully and unconstitutionally retain the power of the presidency. Let's say that on January 6th, Donald Trump robbed a bank. And in preparation for the bank robbery, the FBI knows, the FBI has evidence that, let's see, Donald Trump bought a ski mask. Donald Trump bought a handgun. Donald Trump stole a car to use as the getaway vehicle. He then robbed the bank wearing the mask, wielding the gun, using the stolen car as his getaway vehicle. And the FBI began investigating the bank robbery. And let's assume that for whatever reason, the FBI wasn't quite prepared to arrest Donald Trump, to indict Donald Trump for his January 6th bank robbery. But all of a sudden, the FBI sees that Donald Trump is out there buying another ski mask. Donald Trump is out there buying another handgun. Donald Trump just stole another car. What's he gonna do? What the hell do you think he's gonna do? He's gonna do it all over again. But it's not a bank robbery. It is inciting a violent riot for his own personal or political reasons. How about we not let him do it? DOJ, if you're listening, Donald Trump is a federal criminal. Donald Trump is a federal problem, and for that, we need a federal solution, federal indictments. You know, this is too big and too dangerous to our democracy to leave it up to a local district attorney to deal with. But deal with it, Alvin Bragg must at this point. And here is the new reporting about that. This from Axios. Manhattan District Attorney reassures staff of their safety after Trump protest call. And that article begins, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg reassured staff in a memo Saturday that efforts to intimidate them or threaten the rule of law will not be tolerated. The move comes after former President Trump issued a call on social media Saturday for his supporters to protest in light of what he claimed is his impending arrest. Citing illegal leaks from the Manhattan District Attorney's office, Trump wrote that he would be arrested on Tuesday amid the office's investigation into a hush money payment allegedly made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Quote, protest, take our nation back, Trump wrote. And that prompted this letter to his employees by New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Dear colleagues, I'm sure you've seen the ongoing press attention and public comments surrounding an ongoing investigation by this office. Please know that your safety is our top priority. We have full confidence in our outstanding security staff and investigators, along with our great OCA and NYPD colleagues, and will continue to coordinate with all of them. We do not tolerate attempts to intimidate our office or threaten the rule of law in New York. Our law enforcement partners will ensure that any specific or credible threats against the office will be fully investigated and that the proper safeguards are in place so all 1,600 of us have a secure work environment. This office is full of the finest public servants in the country. I am committed to maintaining a safe work environment where everyone is able to continue to serve the public with the same diligence and professionalism that make this institution so renowned. In the meantime, as with all of our investigations, we will continue to apply the law evenly and fairly and speak publicly only when appropriate. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact your supervisor and we will work to answer them as quickly and thoroughly as possible. Thank you, Alvin. So that letter, written by a local district attorney to his employees, promising to keep them safe, was necessitated by a criminal former president of the United States posting again a call to his supporters to take their country back. And this, friends, is what happens when you fail to hold a criminal former president of the United States accountable for his crimes. Let's hope that's about to change. Because justice matters.
Coming up next, Trump claims he'll be arrested in the Stormy Daniels hush money case, and he's asking supporters to rally. Will there be violence? This is Justice Matters.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
posting by Donald Trump on his platform Truth Social, claims that he'll be arrested soon by New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg, and he's asking for the public's help. Glenn explains law enforcement there is expecting his supporters to put up a fight.
So friends, I'm sure you've seen it by now. Donald Trump's reckless, dangerous, incendiary post. Here's what he posted on his third-rate social media platform. Now, illegal leaks from a corrupt and highly political Manhattan District Attorney's office, which has allowed new records to be set in violent crime and whose leader is funded by George Soros, indicate that, with no crime being able to be proven, and based on an old and fully debunked by numerous other prosecutors' fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former President of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest. Take our nation back. So friends, Donald Trump ends his long, vomitous string of words, his nonsense, his lies, by saying, the former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest. Take our nation back. You know, friends, Donald Trump is inciting imminent violence again. Donald Trump has priors in this regard. Remember, hey, Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. Remember, come to D.C. on January 6th will be wild. Remember, once his mob was assembled on the Ellipse on January 6th, what did he tell them? Go down to the Capitol, fight like hell or you won't have a country anymore. Now go. Stop the certification. Stop the steal. He incited people to imminent lawlessness, and friends, he's doing it again with a post riling his supporters up, telling them to come and protest and take our nation back. He's doing it all over again. So friends, what should we expect? That is, assuming Donald Trump is telling the truth, that he will actually be arrested and presented in court in Manhattan on Tuesday, because by then the grand jury will have indicted him for the crimes he committed in New York. What might Tuesday look like? Well, remember when he called his angry supporters, whipped them into an angry mob on January 6th? Why were they so riled up? Because he had been incessantly lying to them about their vote being stolen, their election being rigged, their president being taken away from them. You're being deprived of your favorite president. So come to D.C. We'll be wild. Fight like hell or you won't have a country anymore. Now go stop the steal. And they did. They attacked the Capitol, trying to stop the certification of Joe Biden's win. So the motivation of those people who were at Donald Trump's speech on January 6th was very different from what the motivation may be come Tuesday. On January 6th, because of Donald Trump's lies, the way they had saturated the public conscience, at least the people who were either unwilling or unable to separate fact from fiction, and they bought into Donald Trump's lies, it probably motivated those people to take very personally the mission that Donald Trump put them on January 6th, to attack the Capitol and stop the certification. I think the motivation now will be very different because Donald Trump hasn't whipped them up with any kind of lies that directly impact them the way the lies directly impacted them on January 6th, because at that time they believed their vote had been stolen, their election rigged, and they had to go up the street to the Capitol to put a stop to it. Here, the motivation is very different. Here, Donald Trump is telling his supporters, hey, I'm going to be arrested on Tuesday, and I would like you to come to Manhattan and act up, kick up dust, perhaps engage in a little imminent violence if you don't mind, and maybe, Maybe that will inure to my benefit. Maybe somehow that will what? Stop the authorities from prosecuting me? I have to believe even his most gullible supporters will not be up for round two of taking Donald Trump's orders to engage in violence by coming to Manhattan on Tuesday? Here's the other thing that I hope Donald Trump's supporters are aware of and have absorbed. The people that Donald Trump, you know, enticed to the Capitol on January 6th and then ordered to attack the Capitol are being indicted and tried and convicted and imprisoned by the hundreds. And Donald Trump didn't pardon a single one when he had the opportunity to, and he's doing absolutely nothing for them now. He used them for his own nefarious purposes, trying to unlawfully retain the power of the presidency, and they are all paying the price. But Donald Trump hasn't paid one thin dime for what he told them to do on January 6th. And we heard reporting this week, friends, that the Department of Justice is anticipating another 700 to 1,000 arrests of other insurrectionists, of other Donald Trump foot soldiers, more boots of the insurrection. So I think we should send the message far and wide. Maybe it will permeate Trump world that, you know, you probably ought not listen to Donald Trump when he calls you to violence, because you are likely to end up jailed, imprisoned, convicted, serving a sentence just the way Donald Trump supporters who listened to him and acted based on his orders that they should attack the Capitol, they're paying the price. So maybe y'all don't want to pay that same price. Would seem to make sense to me. Here's the other thing I want to touch on. Boy, Donald Trump remains king of the miscalculation, because had Donald Trump not posted this incendiary message, right? Your president is going to be arrested. Come to Manhattan. You know, take your nation back. Protest. Had he not posted that, he probably would have walked into court on Tuesday for his arraignment. That's the technical name for the first court hearing after you've been indicted. It's when the judge will read the indictment, put the defendant on notice of the charges that he will have to defend against. He probably would have walked into court, he would have been arraigned, and he would have walked out, perhaps on his own recognizance. But now he may have bought himself a whole heap of trouble. Why? Because it looks like he's willing to incite imminent lawless conduct again for his own nefarious purposes by replicating what he did back on January 6th. I'll tell you, if I'm a judge and I'm looking at that, I am thinking long and hard about what to do with Donald Trump pending trial. I think at most he was probably facing some travel restrictions. Maybe the judge would order Trump not to take any overseas trips for fear that Donald Trump might flee, might not return for trial. Perhaps a judge, if he or she was being really forward-leaning, might order Donald Trump to surrender his passport, might even try to put some limitations on his speech, though prior restraint of speech gag orders are disfavored by courts and by judges. They rarely are willing to do it because it conjures up First Amendment free speech rights of a defendant. But now, you know, Donald Trump has shown himself to be a danger to the community. He has shown himself willing to call people to the scene, whether it's DC or Manhattan, to do his dirty bidding, to protest, to try to take our nation back, to engage in violence. If I'm a judge, I'm going to think long and hard about whether he poses the kind of danger to the community that militates in favor of jailing him pending trial. I think that very unlikely, but I think it's a discussion that perhaps should be had when Donald Trump is arrested and presented in court. And let me end with this, friends. I'm going to file this under the heading of even a blind mouse bumps into a piece of cheese every now and then, because for months, I have been saying on air, on social media, and on these Daily Justice Matters videos, that the moment Donald Trump knows he's been indicted, his first post will be, come to Manhattan for my arraignment will be wild. Or if Georgia got out of the gate first, come to Georgia for my arraignment will be wild. And I'm sorry to say Donald Trump proved me to be right in that regard. The danger Donald Trump poses to society, to our communities, to our democracy cannot be overstated. And I hope that is a robust topic of discussion on the day he walks into court and is arraigned on his criminal indictment. At that moment, Donald Trump will have earned probably the worthiest title he will ever have earned, the title of criminal defendant. And that is long overdue, friends, because justice matters. Friends, as always, thank you for tuning in to these Daily Justice Matters videos. As you may know, we are an all-volunteer outfit here. We post a legal analysis video every day, 7 days a week, and we couldn't do it without your support. So if you would like to more formally support our all-volunteer efforts, our mission, our content, please feel free to come on over to patreon.com. You can sign up to become a patron. And if you do, I will send you some Team Justice and Justice Matters stickers and a personal handwritten note of thanks. And as always, friends, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again soon.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.